Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I'll tell you what, just following up on Trump and the lawsuits against Christopher Steele and Hillary Clinton, for Pete's sake, I mean, everybody in this country knows that Donald Trump's afraid of Putin, not just because he was funded by Putin, but because he has the Christopher Steele tape, the pervert tape. But let's get on to something else related to that. Somebody, one of the callers, made the good point that Trump always sues, and then he won't show up for depositions, and then he appeals. He's an expert using the legal process. Well, the place where we thought we had him was in New York City. Cyrus Vance was the DA. Very, very, one of the best prosecutors in the country. His father, also named Cyrus Vance, was, I think he was the ambassador of the United Nations. He was a very prominent Democratic operative in different cabinets. But Cy Vance was supposed to run for re-election, and he's in his mid-60s, wanted to. But New York City has changed demographically. Cyrus Vance was like an old school kind of guy. And, you know, he was basically told, you know, you're going to have 7 or 8 opponents and coming from all sorts of different ethnic groups, and you ain't going to make it. So he retired. And then there was this mosh pit, and the rest all ran against each other. And a guy named Alvin Bragg was elected. Okay. I didn't know much about Alvin Bragg. Cyrus Vance had set up a grand jury to investigate Trump's crooked business dealings, and he put a guy named Mark Pomerantz, P-O-M-E-R-A-N-T-Z, in charge, along with another very experienced prosecutor. What they discovered is that Donald Trump and the Trump Enterprises would put in fraudulent valuations for taxing purposes and bank loan purposes. Let's say they had a building that was worth $50 million. This is just an example for the sake of argument, because I don't know the exact amounts. Well, they would tell the bank it was worth $100 million to get a nice big fat loan. Of course, if they ever defaulted, the only collateral the bank would have would be the $50 million. But then they might tell the state government and the federal government, especially the state government, for property taxes, it was only worth $25 million. So they paid less property taxes. You can't do that. You can't own a property, tell banks it's worth double its value, roughly, and taxing authorities half its value. So you pick up a big loan and the bank's at risk if their collateral doesn't cover everything. And at the same time, the taxing authorities are only getting half the tax dollars. That is a lay down criminal offense. That is a felony. It's fraud. It's fraud. Alvin Bragg gets elected in November. He takes office right away. And just recently he calls in Mark Pomerantz and said, get rid of the Trump prosecution. He's innocent. Get rid of the Trump prosecution. He's innocent. That's corrupt. That's fraud. Cy Vance was one of the most prominent prosecutors and best in the country. Mark Pomerantz is one of the best. He's a former prosecutor himself, the U.S. Attorney's Office. Pomerantz quit. So did the other guy who was with Pomerantz. And Alvin Bragg goes, well, I'm just exercising prosecutorial discretion. There is a thing called prosecutorial discretion. Prosecutors will sometimes charge something that's a little less than they might have because they think that the circumstances justify it. They may decide not to charge or to charge, and usually that's the end of it. But as Donald Trump and a grand jury and experienced prosecutors have found what I just said, that he committed fraud, bank fraud and tax fraud, and have the new guy come in, that's corrupt. Alvin Bragg and that decision should be investigated by a grand jury to see if somebody got to him. To see if somebody got to Alvin Bragg. All of these people ran saying they were going to be tough on crime. But you know something? In this world, you have oligarchs in Russia doing it over in Europe, and Donald Trump is very similar here. They can get to a guy. And they can get to a guy in a wrong way, and we have got to decide, is Alvin Bragg just stupid? Does Alvin Bragg not understand what the grand jury did and what Cy Vance did and Mark Pomerantz did? Or is there something much more corrupt here? You can't just walk away from this. And you can't say, we'll vote Alvin Bragg out because he's in for 4 years. Alvin Bragg is a bad prosecutor. He's a disaster. And Cy Vance, this is basically an ethnic play out there in New York, really had no chance to run again. And you put this clown in. This is very, very wrong. Very, very wrong. Want to go back to Ukraine. I'll tell you what, 400,000 Ukrainians have been kidnapped from Russia, by Russia, from Ukraine and taken to Russia against their will, including 84,000 children. What's going on here? There are 44 million people in Ukraine. 400,000 is about 1% of the whole population has been kidnapped. They can be used as hostages. They're going to be abused. The intellectuals among them will be killed or sent to prison, like Alexei Navalny, priests and nuns, journalists, professors, anybody with any education or anybody who's a cultural presence in the Ukrainian culture, and the kids, 84,000 kids. The Ottoman Empire did this in the Balkans in the 17th and 16th centuries. They go into a village in Bulgaria and Serbia, kidnap 10-year-old boys, take them to Turkey, force them to convert to Islam. And as they grew up, so all they knew, all they remembered, they'd send them back to Bulgaria and Serbia to kill their relatives. This is a form of Russian jihad, is what it is. Russia is trying to spread its alleged culture, a diseased culture. At one time, they had a culture. Tchaikovsky's great. But so are Mozart, Bach, and Beethoven, and Puccini, and Verdi, too. They're great. So we're all part of Western music and Western culture. They are saying, well, we want Russian culture, different from that kind of culture, spread through Eastern Europe again and spread through everywhere. This is a diseased culture they're talking about. This is not Pushkin and Dostoevsky. This is not Tchaikovsky and Mussorgsky. This isn't that kind of culture. This is the culture of Genghis Khan and the Mongols who swept over that area. This is the culture of jihad. This is the culture of theft, fraud, sadism. That's what they want. And what is NATO doing about this? This is a country that aspired to join NATO, and they're being tortured right in the presence of NATO. And NATO's going, oh, well, as long as if it's in NATO, we won't permit it. Well, you cannot appease Hitler by giving him Czechoslovakia. He'll want Poland. You can't appease the new Hitler by giving him Ukraine. He's going to want Moldova, Finland, Sweden, and then a chunk of Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. And it's going to keep on and on and encourage him. He's got to be stopped. Those Polish MiGs and all the planes, MiGs that are in the NATO alliance have got to go to Ukraine. The siege at Mariupol has got to be lifted, humanitarian. Even we're calling a humanitarian corridor. We're not going to see people starving, screaming in our presence. The man is a sadistic animal. And there's a way of handling this that through strength is going to deter future war, not through weakness. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.